John chapter 6, verse 35 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who believes and sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The word of the Lord. As we recall the mystery of Easter, we know Christ has broken for us so that we could have life. The life that we get from our ordinary bread is good, and it gives nourishment. As I was growing up, bread was and is very important to me. It was the first meal of the day. It gave me the energy to start the new day. The challenge that Christ is giving us today is that we are not to have our attention settled on the bread that is temporary, but what goes beyond the here and now. Time taken alone in nature and along with others enables us to be bearers of that life. Jesus distinguishes between two types of food, that which perishes and that which lasts forever. The food that perishes gives life for a little while. The food that endures forever gives life eternally. The bread that Moses gave was seasonal. They ate it until they reached the promised land. From then on, the new bread coming from heaven, who is Jesus himself, is giving people a new hope. We are invited into the sacramental nourishment of the food and drink that one eats and is nourished. Jesus is the source of life. He will raise those who come to him, and he does not refuse those who seek him. As we seek each single day to experience the person of Christ, he raises us from our discouragements. Jesus gives his body for the life of the world. He promises that salvation obtained by his death will bring the bodies and souls of believers to life eternal. You and I have had opportunities when we had the aha moment and were left with no doubt that it was Jesus. How blessed are we as we continue seeking and dwelling in the company of the one who gives life eternal.